If the Roman Bridge is one of the most iconic symbols of Córdoba, the gateway it leads to, the Puerta del Puente, could not be less so. Declared a World Heritage Site within the historical center, its origin dates back to Roman times, specifically to the middle of the 1st century AD, when the extension of the ancient Córdoba towards the river was completed. Archaeological work has confirmed the existence of a gateway prior to the one we can see today. It was a monumental gateway with three openings, a wider central one and two smaller side ones. These smaller openings were used to go down to the port facilities of the ancient river Betis by means of a flight of stone steps. The central section would lead to a large arcaded square where all kinds of business, buying and selling, and tax payments would take place, as this is where the customs office was located. This was linked to the Portus Cordobensis, the port of Córdoba, from which all kinds of products departed, especially silver from the rich mines of the Sierra Morena and oil, our liquid gold. At the end of the 3rd and beginning of the 4th century, Córdoba ceased to have political weight after the transfer of the capital to Seville. This meant that trade declined and the port next to the gate and square were practically abandoned. All that remains from the late antique period are some walls and structures that are difficult to interpret, which could be related to the episcopal complex on which the mosque was later built. Written sources tell us that during the Muslim period, the gate was called Bab al-Kantara, the gate of the bridge. However, nothing of its original appearance has been preserved, as the one we see today is the result of a series of alterations carried out from the 16th century onwards. In Renaissance style, a high podium supports four fluted columns on top of which the entablature is placed. It was at the beginning of the 20th century when it was stripped of its walls, giving it the appearance of a false Arc de Triomphe, which also included the inscription in honour of King Philip II. However, the remains of the walls that can be seen today in the vicinity and the recovery of the original ground level, as a result of the latest restorations, remind us of its true function, a point of entry and exit for travellers and visitors, a communication link between the north and the south of the Iberian Peninsula, and a meeting place. Today, it is possible to climb to the top, which has been converted into a lookout point, and enjoy incredible views of the old town and the river.